And the last thing we need to do to make sure we stay motivated, to make sure we stay positive and alive every single day, is we need to change our lives by changing our thinking, by becoming positive thinkers. And what exactly is a positive thinker? Well, a positive thinker is simply an individual who always strives to look for the best in themselves, all people, and in all situations. And by the law of attraction, that like attracts like, if you look for the best, you'll find it. But if you look for the worst, as we've talked about, you'll find that too. And you'll bring that into your life. You see, it was Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, the contemporary father of positive thinking himself, who said, any fact facing us is not as important as our attitude toward it, for that determines our success or failure. You see, there are good points and bad points to every situation. There are positives and negatives to every individual. And it is the positive thinker who looks for that best, finds it, and lives that best. But does positive thinking always work? Does it always work? For example, does positive thinking work in mathematics? I mean, 2 plus 2 equals 4, whether you think negatively or positively. That's true. But can it help you be more effective in things such as math? Yeah. Let me tell you a story. When George Donzig was a senior in college, he was during the Great Depression. It was about a week before graduation. As you can imagine, it was a very depressed atmosphere on the college campus, because none of the seniors had jobs waiting for them. And they knew it would be the soup lines for them the very next week. But there was one possibility. The student who got the highest grade in the mathematics class would be given an assistant professorship and would stay on at the college. So George went home. He started asking himself some good questions. He asked, you know, why not me? Why not me? I have as much talent as anyone else here. I have as much knowledge as anyone else here. Why not me? So he got to work. And he studied so hard and so long that on the day of the exam, he was running late. Not a good start for George. When he finally got to the classroom where the test was being administered, he was handed his test paper. There were 8 problems on it. He solved all 8 of them. He then noticed that there were 2 more problems up on the board. And so he looked at the first one. He had no clue how to do that one. So he decided to skip that one. He'll come back to that one. He looked at the other one. That one was as complicated as the first one. And then the worst possible thing happened for George. The bell rang. And he wasn't done. Out of desperation, he walked up to his professor and said, Professor, can I have a little more time? Sure, George. But your test must be on my desk no later than 4 o'clock this Friday afternoon. So George went home. And he started to work on those 2 problems. And he worked, and he worked, and he worked. And he finally solved one of them. And he worked in the other one. And finally, the seeds of the solution came out of that one, and he solved it too. Friday afternoon, he went to his office of his professor. The professor wasn't there, so he just laid the test paper on the desk, and he went home. All day Saturday, George was so depressed. He knew somebody in the class would have answered all 10 problems correctly. He wasn't sure he had. Early Sunday morning, there was a knock at his door. It was his professor. His professor said, George, you made mathematics history. What do you mean, professor? I don't understand. George, you were late for the exam, were you not? Oh yeah, I'm sorry, professor. No, George, don't worry about it. You see, George, you missed my introduction to the class. There were only 8 problems on the test, George. The 2 on the board weren't part of the test. I told the students what a joy it had been to teach them these past 4 years. And if they wanted to continue playing around with mathematics, that they could play around with the 2 classical, unsolved problems on the board. George, you solved them. Even Einstein couldn't solve these problems. And George, you have a job next week as my assistant professor. Positive thinking does work in mathematics and in everything in your life. Positive thinking won't help you do anything, but it will help you do everything better than if you thought negatively about it.